Good morning, Lise.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us on the show this morning.
My pleasure.
So what can you tell us about this new helpline, Step Together? What does it involve?
My understanding of this helpline is that it is meant to be similar to the types of helplines that you've seen arise in child protection services, even the kind of helplines that have set up with regards to helping people give up smoking. It's a supportive helpline. It's not like the federal government helpline, so where you're reporting about incidents that you're concerned about directly to security services. This is about ensuring that individuals who are concerned about people that they're engaging with, perhaps their family members or good friends, it's about giving them the support and the tools and the mechanisms that they can deploy to perhaps support that individual who they're concerned about. So it's really a supportive mechanism as opposed to a hardline counterterrorism measure. It's something about, it's aimed more at the resilience space as opposed, I would say, to that kind of reporting spectrum where, you know, if you are concerned about an individual carrying out an attack, you should notify the authorities.
Yeah, definitely. I do think that it is a good service to have. And obviously, the government has been under pressure about terror relations to Australia. But will the effectiveness reduce terror incidences, or is it just a tokenism attempt to appease public pressure?
Well, I think firstly, we have to be mindful about the threat that we're all under. The threat, while very important, we need to put it into context. And yes, there have been a number of attacks, but ultimately there are greater threats to society. Now, that's not saying that this hotline isn't important. In fact, this hotline is important because it is about creating stronger resilience within families, within social groups, within communities. Something that's important on multiple levels, not just relating to violent extremism. And so I don't think this is a token measure. I think this is a valuable tool that can help people better understand what's happening to an individual that they care about. Importantly, provide them with the knowledge that they need to perhaps help that person move away from that path. It's an educational resource for individuals. And so I do think it represents a valid tool making our society more resilient. But I'm not sure that we can see it as a direct, you know, is it directly going to reduce the threat? Well, I don't believe that it will, because I don't think the two are necessarily correlated or causated in the way that is being implied.
Yeah, definitely. And if we consider the Manchester bombing, we did see the family declare how proud they were of their son. So with this phone line that they are bringing in place, do you think that we'll see families actually come forward? I know that it is an issue whether or not they are going to support, but we can only hope that they would come forward with that.
And again, this goes back to the difference about what this hotline is here for. If you are concerned about a member of your family carrying out a terrorist attack, this hotline is not for you. you should be informing the police, or you should be phoning the kind of hotlines that have been run by the federal state government of Australia for a considerable time. This hotline is about providing people with support when they notice that their peers or their family members are perhaps moving away from the values and norms that we all hold dear to ourselves in Australia. This isn't a hotline that is aimed at an individual who is already committed to carry out a violent extremist attack, or at least that's my understanding of this hotline. This is about people saying, I'm concerned about a family member or a friend or a colleague, and I need support, I want to help them. If you are concerned about somebody who's actually going to commit an attack, you should be notifying, as I've said, the authorities. So I think it's a different. I'm not sure that this hotline is going to provide a resource for individuals who know that someone else is going to carry out an attack in the immediate future. This is about individuals who are perhaps moving into a violently extreme space but haven't made that commitment to carry out an attack or engage fully in the space.
Yeah, definitely. It is like the counter-terrorism minister, David Elliott, did say that the line is primarily a support line and not a report line. So it is if they're kind of just getting into that early stages of it and not obviously deeply considering it.
Yeah, and I think that's really important because it's so easy for us to look at these kind of mechanisms and expect them to have a, you know, be the silver bullet. This is going to stop an attack. These are important supportive mechanisms to make society more resilient, as opposed to directly going to stop any attack in the immediate future. They're still really important, but we need to understand and evaluate them for what they are, as opposed to perhaps what the perception might be of them.
And what kind of advice will they issue loved ones who are concerned about their family members treading down this path?
Well, as the information is, you know, put out, I mean, obviously I've not been involved in the design of this this hotline, so I can only speculate. But, you know, it is being run by trained counsellors, and those counsellors will be, you know, providing, I assume, psychological support, but also social support. They'll have ideas about how to communicate, perhaps, types of activities that could be done to support the young person. They'll have information on a range of different resources that are out there to help support that young person. And I think, you know, the reason why perhaps this is such a useful tool is that it provides an individual service so that the counsellor can provide a uniquely tailored support mechanism to each case study, rather than a kind of generic and very prescriptive approach. This is far more nuanced and is potentially therefore more effective because the counsellor can provide the right support to those individuals who are, you know, concerned about their friend or family member.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely is a useful tool as well. Thank you so much, Lise, for joining us on the line.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.